Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Aqdas, Hazrat Mu'ana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Gulistani Tayyiba Fi Masrur Hunga. Ajam ke bayaba se masroor hunga, gulistan e tayba se masroor hunga. Ajam ke bayaba se masroor hunga, gulistan e tayba se masroor hunga. Main deedar gundaj se mahmoor hunga, kabhi noor hunga, kabhi toor hunga. Main deedar gundaj se mahmoor hunga, kabhi noor hunga, kabhi toor hunga. Gunahon se apne main ranjoor hunga, bafeze shafaat mein maghfoor hunga. Gunahon se apne main ranjoor hunga, dafeze shafaat mein maghfoor hunga. Ulegi hawa se jo khaake Madina, uregi hawa se jo khaake Madina, main aise ghubaron mein mastoor hunga, main aise ghubaron mein mastoor hunga. Mera bait salli ala nazar karke, mera bait salli ala nazar karke, bajr noor hunga, bajr noor hunga, bajr noor hunga, bajr noor hunga. Ajam ke bayaba se masroor hunga, gulistan-e tayba se masroor hunga. Madine ke anwar khamosh sahar se, Madine ke anwar khamosh sahar se, sarapa dilo ja se masroor hunga, sarapa dilo ja se masroor hunga. Main mamnoon hunga khuda ke karam ka, main mamnoon hunga khuda
کام کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا, کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا. ہر ایک امر میرا ہے سنت پہ چل کر, ہر ایک امر میرا ہے سنت پہ چل کر, خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا, خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا. عجم کے برابر سے مسرور ہوں گا, گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے, احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے سب پلے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا, سب پلے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا. مدینے میں جب پل بجا چھوڑ آیا, مدینے میں جب پل بجا چھوڑ آیا, میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا, میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا. قبا کی زیارت نفلوں سے اخجر, ہر کرائے سنت سے پرنور ہوں گا, ہر کرائے سنت سے پرنور ہوں گا. عجم کے بیابا سے مسرور ہوں گا, گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا, کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی پور ہوں گا.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. ما بعد, this beautiful بيان of our honorable Ilyas Dala Sheikh Ari Bidran, Rumi وقت ابلیز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ, حضرت has presented beautifully in poetic form and teaching us the condition of Iman. Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world to inculcate Tawheed, La ilaha illallah, in our heart. But we cannot get Tawheed in the heart without Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Hazrat mentioned in another poem, Sharte Tawheed e Kamil yahi hai, that the condition of complete and perfect Tawheed is
that the true love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam have to penetrate every drop of our blood, that means in our heart, in our body. So Hazrat says, if that is the case, a true believer all the time is yearning to be in the best place in the world, which presently is even better than Jannat, and that is Gulistai Taiba, say Masroor Rahunga, the beautiful garden. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Medina Sharif, it became Taiba, the most beautiful and the pure city. Before it was known as Yasrab. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak footsteps, and then those who followed in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those till the day of Qiyamah, we all should be yearning to be following in the Naqshe Qadam, in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from morning till night. Then you'll only be happy to be in Medina Sharif, and not on the outward sight of Medina Sharif, but the true picture of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time of Medina Sharif, that simple Medina Sharif, but the nur of Iman, and the nur and the tajalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is descending abundantly. So Hazrat is explaining, when you get this reality, then ajam ke bayaba se mafroor rahunga, gulistai teba se masroor rahunga. A person will want to run away from all the foreign lands besides Medina Sharif, which Hazrat has termed it so beautifully, that it is all like desolate lands. That today you're planning, let me go for a holiday to this country, that country. All that you'll dislike it. You won't even think, let me go for a holiday to this place and that place. If you're yearning to go somewhere, you'll only want to be in Medina Sharif, but what your heart and soul. And that is, we have to learn from the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in turn you get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to be present in Medina Sharif with heart all the time. And when Allah takes us with our body, how much we should be focused and concerned and worried, that there mustn't be a moment, as we heard our Dada Sheikh, the dua he teaches us, that not a breath of mine must be in the disobedience of Allah. Otherwise I can be in Medina Sharif also, I won't have peace and I won't have happiness. So Hazrat says, when I'm so eager to be in Medina Sharif and I'm overjoyed, when Allah Ta'ala takes me to Medina Sharif just to make ziyarat of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then where do I get real enjoyment and where do I get, Allahu Akbar, spiritual noor? Main deedar-e-gumbad se makhmoor hunga, kabhi noor hunga, kabhi toor hunga. That when I come near the beautiful dome under which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting, and Allah Ta'ala's tajalli is pouring down all the time, a special noor, like how when the oud is burnt in the masjid, and that beautiful smoke that is coming out. So Hazrat is saying, I'll be encompassed in that smoke, but that is not the smoke of the oud, that is the smoke of the tajalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes I will feel like I'm engulfed in the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I'm just overtaken, that Allah ta'ala has granted me iman and made me the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes I'll reach such a stage that I'll feel that I'm on Mount Tur, where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam reached and got the message and the hidayat for the whole of mankind. So this is actually what we have to go from to Medina Sharif, that to take out all the dirt and the dust and the rust that comes upon us when we are away from Medina Sharif. And then we get covered in the special smoke of Medina Sharif. Then as Hazrat explains, then wherever you are, jis fiza mein bhi rahu, jahan mein bhi rahu, taqwa salamat rahe, sunnat ki paaband rahe. Then a person will realize, wherever I can be in the world, in public alone, in our own homes, all the time my taqwa must be intact. I must not disobey my Allah for a moment. And how to do that? I must remain firm on the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat explained that a person who gets this opportunity, but what makes a person distant when you're right there in Medina Sharif, or when you leave Medina Sharif and you're not conscious that why we went to Medina Sharif, to get this noor into our hearts and in our bodies. Gunao se apne mein ranjoor hunga, bafeze shafaat mein maghfoor hunga. That I will remain enslaved. I will be like a criminal in my gunas, in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, has taught us, when Allah Ta'ala takes us to Medina Sharif, and like today in this digital world, use it in that zoom in right into Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Rauza-e-Pak at the moment. And Allah Ta'ala has taught us, when you coming to Rauza-e-Pak, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. O Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, inform my slaves that those like myself who have oppressed ourselves in the disobedience of Allah, not following the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah has brought us at your darbar, then make beg Allah Ta'ala for istighfar, forgiveness, and then ask our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, please, O our beloved Nabi, your worst ummati is in front of you. But raise your mubarak hands and make dua for my maghfirat, and then Allah Ta'ala says, we will forgive them. So Hazrat says, I'm enslaved and I'm imprisoned in my sins, but through the shafaat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then I will get freed and Allah will forgive me. And every day, after every, when we hear the azan, answer the azan, and then read the dua of wasila and shafaat, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, who reads the dua, my intercession becomes wajib for him. So Allah Ta'ala make me realize. Then Hazrat explained so beautifully, in Medina Sharif, the enjoyment is such that even urega jo hawa se jo khaake Medina, main aise ghubaron se mastoor rahunga. When the beautiful winds of Medina Sharif blow, and so to say that the beautiful splendid dust of Medina Sharif is blowing, then I won't run away from that dust. I'll so to say and cover my body in that dust. That dust will uncover me, and how mubarak is that dust, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's footsteps have treaded on that mubarak land. And then Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala who followed tooth and nail in the footsteps of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when that dust covers us, then we'll get the dust of being all the time concerned. Wherever I go, I must be following my mubarak, the lifestyle of my mubarak, Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that we come here, Allah has brought us here in the company of our shaykh to learn, that all the time be concerned that I must be on the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Hazrat explains the climax of the ziyarat of Madinatul Munawwara is, main rozae pe salli ala nazar karke badil noor hunga baja noor hunga. When Allah now grants me that golden opportunity, on the one hand we want to be right present at the rozae pass, on the other hand we worried and feared and scared that me, the worst ummati, that I'm disloyal to my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm not following sunnah properly. But when Allah gives me that opportunity, and as we learn from our pious elders, that stand at a bit of a distance, and then present your as-salatu as-salamu ala rasulillah, then you'll present this in the form that, oh Allah, it's not even word being accepted, but let my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam get happy. Hazrat says then, by presenting this and be focused that we are presenting it directly to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is listening to us, and like this daily we hear, when we recite our durood here, Allah appoints an angel, take the durood of my banda to my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He takes our name and our father's name, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then comes to know us even more. So with durood we should be reciting all the time, as much as we can. And when we write it, Rauza-e-Pak, that when I would utter respect and humbleness in the court of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat says, when you present us in this humble way, your whole heart, your soul and your body will become overtaken with the noor of the Tawheed and the Sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is what actually we have to go to Medina Sharif and come back with. That we have to come back with the akhlaq of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have to come back with the firm conviction of Tawheed in our heart, that only Allah Rabbul Izzat is in control of every moment of my life. And to get the love of Allah Ta'ala, I have to be fully following the lifestyle of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Hazrat explains, now what can you explain when you that moment in Medina Sharif, whether it's the morning, whether it's the night, in other words, every split moment, Medina ke anwari shamo sahar se, sarapa dil wajah se masroor honga. That the mornings of Medina Sharif, the beautiful atmosphere, and what can be said, when from the Rauza-e Pak, the beautiful winds are blowing throughout Medina Sharif, and whether it's the morning or whether it's the evening, and Hazrat says, sarapa dil wajah masroor honga. That body and soul all the time will just be in a state of ecstasy and enjoyment. And the real enjoyment is to be spending most of our time just for necessity, we go to our place where we are resting. But other than that, in the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the Haram Sharif, right as close as possible that we can be to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Hazrat says, now you really get the real enjoyment. And today Allah Ta'ala save us, Shaitan has brought lot of attractions. That outside the Haram Sharif, lot of attractions. And today even inside the Haram Sharif, we are not focused, we are rather taking pictures, etc. Allah save me, all of us, that we come so close to our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we cause pain to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, forgive me and the whole Ummah, and we realize who we are. Allah has chosen me and you to be the honorable servants and slaves of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as Hazrat says, where we will learn this, میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا کبھی دل میں اپنی نہ مغرور رہوں گا. That I will make great shukr, Ya Allah. It is only your kindness that you brought me. Like in this majlis, we should make shukr. It's only Allah's fazl and karam. We don't deserve to be here. So where we deserve to be? In Medina Sharif. And right at the Rauza-e Pak of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is what we come here to learn, that we have to take out all the grime from my heart of being proud and arrogant that I went to Medina Sharif. It is only Allah's fazl, karam, Allah's kindness, and beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And then Hazrat explains what we have to bring from Medina Sharif. Har ek amar mein rai sunnat pe chal kar khuda ke karam se main mansoor rahunga. That realize that in order to get the help and the protection of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, every moment of my life, every affair of my life, I have to bring it according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then only I will get the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today also, the ummah, we are crying that, oh Allah, assist and liberate Masjid al-Aqsa and all the places. And the ummah is going through difficulty. But myself, I must see my condition, that how far I have drifted from the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if we want the help of Allah Ta'ala, we have to make istighfar and turn back to the lifestyle of Medina to Munawwara, the beautiful Nurani life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that is the only way to get the help of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and to get success. And where we will learn this, look at the art, the lovers of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They gave their life. Hazrat says, Uhud ke shaheedon ke khoon wafa se sabak lekar paabandi dastoor rahunga. That we go to Uhud and then we go to the Qabristan and we see the Shuhada have given their lives. Hazrat says, take the lesson there. It's not today, sadly, that is also a ziyarat where many times people are just having a picnic. But look how Sahaba Radham gave their lives, and we learn from there and take the real lesson that every moment I must just be obedient and firm on the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And see Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, one slight misjudgment on the occasion of Uhud, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that were could take that lesson, Allah brought it on the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But for me and you to think, then never let us try and use our brains and say we're living in a different time. So we have to follow sunnah, we have to follow the lifestyle of our pious elders. So Hazrat says, we'll take the real lesson when going to Medina Sharif and going to Uhud Sharif and see how Sahaba Radham gave their lives. We must also be prepared every moment, every breath of mine must be spent in the obedience of Allah and the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Medina mein jab kalb wo ja chhod kar aaya, main mahjoor ho kar na mahjoor rahunga. Then, as it is, that it's not possible to be loving all the time in Medina Sharif. And even if we're loving there, it's very, very, person must be concerned that Allah has brought me in the Mubarak city of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The etiquette, respect that our elders have shown, very difficult. So Hazrat says that when I come to Medina Sharif particularly, I reinforce my firm iman in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I say, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I don't want to leave here. But please make a dua for me that Allah Ta'ala sends me in the world and back to my place that I spread your noor of iman and the noor of the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So outwardly I will be making hijrah back to my country, but my heart and soul is what you own, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So outwardly I am leaving, but inwardly, and that is our heart should be connected all the time to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will come in the heart, as Hazrat explained last night also. And we heard our Dada Shaykh says, when Allah is in the heart, then the sky is ours, the earth is ours. But when Allah is not in the heart, then we can be where, even in Medina Sharif, but we won't be at ease, we won't be at peace. And then Hazrat teaches us finally, Quba ki ziyarat wa naflo se akhtar, har ek rai sunnat se pur noor hunga. Hazrat teaches us that we'll always think of our beginning, that it is only Allah's fazl and karam. Allah brought us here, like how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first masjid established in Medina Sharif was Masjid Quba. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go every week on Yawm al-Sabt and go and perform two rakat namaz. So that is not just as a ritual, but the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So every moment of my life, what I do, I must see I'm following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then I'll become an embodiment of Noor and stay away from the disobedience of Allah. Allah grant me all.